I'm going to tonight discuss two inyanim. I hope we'll get to both of them. Svichim and how to buy vegetables, because those are going to be pretty much right away when Rosh Hashanah comes, and the other things are for the most part not going to be nogeya until later on. How to deal with Peiros Shviyos, things that have Kedusha Shviyos or whatever, will majority be much later. Okay, in any case. Svichim. Introduction, and then we'll from the Torah, everything that is produced during Shemitah, whether things that grow by themselves, fruit of the tree, or things that sprouted by themselves, are basically mutter to eat, except you have to eat them with certain conditions. The rabbis prohibited svichim. Svichim, basically, we'll go through the details, but they're basically not fruit that grows on trees, fruit that things that grow year after year, but things that have to be planted year by year. So they're mostly vegetables or grains or things like that. And the rabbis were afraid that if things grew by itself during Shemitah, there's tzvua that you don't plant, but the remnants from the previous year take root and grow. So you have grains that grow during Shemitah that weren't planted during Shemitah. You have vegetables that grow during Shemitah that weren't planted during Shemitah. Those are called svichim. And they are osur to eat. Okay, we'll see. They're osur. They're osur like anything, that like the chazer. If you cook things with them or whatever, the pots become treif too. And the reason they did that is that they were afraid that if you were allowed to eat things that grew by themselves and had to be planted year by year, that people would take advantage of that and they would plant things during Shemitah and say they grew by themselves. So in order to avoid that possibility, anything that grows by itself is osur, and surely something you planted, right, during Shemitah is osur to eat. Okay, these kind of things. So that is the Isser of Svichim. Okay, now we'll go Bichlal Isser Svichim called Pri HaAdama Bein Meichel Adam Bein Meichel Behema, right? What is included in this prohibition of Svichim is anything that is for human consumption or for animal consumption. HaTzomeach B'Shnas HaShmita B'Sodah Shul Yehudi, it has to grow in a Jewish owned field, or a field that is being worked by a Jew. But if it grows, we'll see, in a Goyish field, and where Goyim are the ones who produce these things, then there's no Isser Svichim. Even though, we'll see, that according to our minute, things that grow in Goyish fields have Kedusha Shviyas, they do have Kedusha Shviyas, but there's no Isser Svichim, just like fruits. They have Kedusha Shviyas, there's no Isser Svichim by fruits either. Af b'shvei hefker yesh Isser Svichim. Even a field that belongs to no one, there is an Isser Svichim. If you have an empty lot that belongs to nobody, and things grow there, vegetables grow there, you're not allowed to eat them during Shemitah. We'll see when the vegetables had to grow. But in any case, if they grew in the time that they're considered growing during Shviyas, they're also to eat. Tvua the kidneys nesorim mishum svichin im higiu l'shlish migadlam b'shnas shmita. Grain only becomes osur mishum svichin if it grew a third of its growth in Shemitah. But if it grew a third of its growth before Shemitah, even though you harvested it during Shemitah, there's no osur svichim and there's no kedusha shviyas. So all grains that are growing now and will be harvested during Shemitah, but grew a third of their growth, we spoke about this last week, before Shemitah, do not have Kedusha Shviyas and are not also Mishum Svichim. Afilu and Nizru, but in Higiel, the Shlish, Migadlam, Bishnasa Shemitah, if those grains grew a third of their growth in Shemitah, right, the first third of their growth happened during Shemitah, even if they were planted in the sixth year, then they're also, they have, first of all, they have Kedusha Shviyas, but it's irrelevant because they're also to eat. There's also Mishum Svichim. Avobirakos, that's by grain. But by vegetables, and this is what is really relevant to us, vegetables, Hichriya Chazonish Kedas Harash, Shirakim Hischilu Litzmoach Beshvius, Yesh Ben Isser Svichim. Ulam Imzori Rakos Vishchilu Litzmoach of Nation Asashmita, Afshi Yesh Ben Kedusha Shvius, Ein Bohem Isser Svichim. The, but it is like this. There are vegetables that, the three stages of their growth. Vegetables, we learned last week, when you pluck them, when you harvest them, that's when they are considered either shvius or not shvius. So vegetables that are harvested in the sixth year obviously don't have any kedusha shvius. So anything that was on the market already before Rosh Hashanah, there's no problem of kedusha shvius and no problem of svichit. Vegetables that are harvested after Shemitah, even though they grew during Shemitah, don't have kedusha shvius, but they're also mishum svichim because they grew during Shemitah. Vegetables that grew a little bit before Shemitah but were harvested during Shemitah have kedusha shvius, but they don't have an isser svichim. In order to be osur b'svichim, it had to start growing, and what's it called, start growing during Shemitah. But if it started to grow even a little bit, in other words, it came above the ground, you could see that the plant already is above the ground before Shemitah, there's no Isser Svichim. So a lot of the vegetables that will be available right after Rosh Hashanah, right, are being planted early now, so they will be above the ground before Rosh Hashanah. Then they'll be harvested after Rosh Hashanah. They will have Kedusha Shvius, because vegetables that are harvested during Shemitah get Kedusha Shvius, but they won't be Asur Mishum Svichim. Vegetables that were planted during the sixth year but didn't come across above the ground, only came above the ground during Shemitah, are also Mishum Svichim. They have Kedusha Shvius, but it's irrelevant. You have to let them rot because they're what's it called? They're also to eat. Okay. And therefore you need Hashgacha to know which vegetables already were above the ground before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're allowed to eat them, but you have to eat them b'kedusha shvius, and which vegetables were not above the ground, and those are also to eat completely. Okay. And that's how the Chazon Ish holds, and that's how we hold, so I'm not going to confuse you with the other opinions. There is another opinion, that anything that was gathered during Shemitah, even if it started growing before, has an Isser Svichim. We don't hold like that. We hold like the Chazon Ish, even the Kula, and any vegetables that already appeared before the ground, above the ground, before Rosh Hashanah, will not have an Isser Svichim, but there will have Kedusha Shvius, since they were gathered. So we'll have now in the stores things with Kedusha Shvius that are not osur to eat as Svichim, and then we'll have to know how to buy them properly, because you can't just buy and do business with Peiros Shvius. That's what we'll get to next. Okay.
What does it mean above the ground? Is the leafy part? Is
yeah, any, the, you can see that the plant is there, any part. That's what the Chazon Ish holds, and that's how we hold. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you need a little bit more than that, but it's enough just that it came above the ground. Okay. Svichim shenilketu b'shvius asurim la'olam. Any svichim, things that were not above the ground before Rosh Hashanah, right, or grain that grew one third of its growth in Shemitah, right, are also forever. Even after Shemitah, you can't save them till after the Shemitah year and eat them. They're also forever. Once they have a din of Svichim, they remain also forever. Also, l'shtamish b'dulei Svichim b'shimush ha-miyuad lohem, you can't use Svichim for their designated purpose. Kolomer, Michael Adam Osir Bachila, you can't eat Svichim that were meant for human consumption. Michael Behema also litneul Behema, you can't feed animal feed that was svichim to animals. The tzimche reyach also lariach behem, and like we said, I think we learned already that flowers that are made for their aroma, they're grown for the aroma aside from the from looking nice, that they smell nice, so they have kedusha shvius, and they also have an isser of svichim if they grew during Shemitah. So you're not allowed to smell those flowers. Gedulim ha'asurim mishum svichim, mitzvah la'okrom la'nichem shirkuv me'aleihem. So there, here is a little bit of an anomaly.
Anomaly?
Anomaly. that they're what's it called? They are shvichim. They're not allowed to eat them, but they have kedusha shvias. So you can't destroy them. So the mitzvah is to uproot them completely, not cut them off. Just uproot them completely and leave them rot. You can't destroy them because they have kedusha shvias. You can't do anything with them either. So you uproot them and leave them to rot. So if you have vegetables like that growing in your garden that will come up, what's it called, during Shemitah and didn't appear above the ground before Shemitah, you have to uproot them and let them rot. Can't use them at all. Gidulim shalom me'alem v'salva shemekuva lo lizro abohem. Right, there are exceptions to this. It's not really nogeya to us. That again, the hashgachas will determine that. But in any field where it's not normal to plant in that field for various reasons, so then the whole reason the rabbis prohibited shvichim doesn't apply to that field. What were we afraid? That the person would plant these things and say they grew by themselves. But nobody plants things in these fields for various reasons. Their shvichim doesn't apply. Okay, again, it's not really relevant to us. If things grew in those kind of fields and they're not shvichim, so the hashgachas will accept them and you could eat them, whatever. Okay. Kimokain ein isur shvichin b'frihu adama shegadol b'stei nochri afilu v'dasa sovrim sheyesh kedusha shvias b'stei nochri shari anochri einu mitzuva shelo lizroa b'sodeyu. Okay, therefore, what's it called? Also, something that grew in a field owned by Goy and worked by Goy, okay, doesn't have an isur shvichin, even according to us, like we learned last week, that things that grow in a field of Goyim in Eretz Yisrael do have Kedusha Shvias, and we treat it with Kedusha Shvias, but it doesn't have an Isser Svichim. Therefore, most of the vegetables that will come during the year will come from either from Chutz Laretz or from non-Jewish owned and worked fields, okay, which some people have a problem with that in general, not out halacha, but also the fact of giving business to our enemies. Because a lot of these things, I don't know, this year, maybe there's not too many places they can grow things in Gaza anymore, but in any case, many times they came from Gaza, or they came from other places in the Yehuda v'Shomron, from Goyish fields. Some people, in principle, don't want to give money to these Goyim, or whatever, that'll use to make rockets against us, or whatever else they use the money for. So that's a separate thing. That's a separate problem, which we maybe will deal with when we get to Heter Mechira. But at this point, that's where our vegetables are going to come from. From either Chutz Laretz, and since that's expensive to import things from Chutz Laretz, mostly from Europe or whatever, they'll probably come mostly from non-Jewish produce. Now, even though we hold that non-Jewish produce has Kedusha Shvias, but it does not have an Isur Shvichim. Because the whole reason of Svichim doesn't apply to something planted and grown by Goyim.
What about the Chutz
What?
In the Arava and...
Yes, so that's called Chutz Laretz. So either it's going to come from Chutz Laretz, or it's going to come from what's it called, from Eretz Yisrael, in things that have a din of Eretz Yisrael, like Kedushas Goyim. Okay, so that's where a good portion of the vegetables are going to come from. From what's it called, from Goyish produce in Eretz Yisrael. Kol dover shegadol b'bayis o ba'atzitz, ein bo isur Svichim. Right, something planted in a flower pot. If the flower pot does not have a hole, and it's not the kind of flower pot that needs, it's the kind of flower pot that needs a hole, then everybody holds there's no svichim in flower pots. Flower pots that either don't need a hole, we already discussed this before Tisha B'Av, or flower pots that have a hole, right? There's a machlokus whether there's svichim in those kind of things or not. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds that there is no svichim in those things, even a flower pot with holes. Others hold that there is. Or if the things grew under a roof or whatever, there's no svichim. Again, sometimes svichim will come, that some of these vegetables will come from flower growing in flower pots or growing in hothouses or whatever, where there may not be an isur svichim, but it could be that there'll still be kedusha shvias. Okay. Okay, when things will be svichim, in other words, when these vegetables, mostly we're talking about vegetables, right? When the vegetables will have kedusha shvias and when they will be osur mishum svichin depends on when they grow and when they started growing, and they're not all the same. So there'll be notices put out by the Vadei HaKashrus which things you have to be careful for, that they either have Kedusha Shvius and are not Svichim, or that they're Svichim and you can't buy them. Right? Obviously they won't be in places that have Hashgacha. But if you want to go to a regular place, sometimes during the year people went to places that didn't have good Hashgachas but took off Trumas and Maestras, that you can't do during Shemitah, because you're going to be dealing with things that may be usher altogether, right? And taking off Trumas and Maestras isn't going to help, and there's no Trumas and Maestras altogether. Okay. So that is the Isser of Svichin. And now, I want to skip to how you buy those vegetables.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yeah.
When I make,
if it's germane to this.
Yeah. When I make sprouts at home, it's not, it would be like on a counter. Right?
Yeah, it's inside the house, it's not, there's no
svich. So
since the Vadei HaKashrus are going to put out times when things become svich, and that most of us probably...
Not when they become svich, but when they're on the market.
That's what I mean.
Right, yeah.
But most of us will not be aware of those dates. Can they be announced on Shabbos or, you know, the
yeah,
next week or whatever? Each week?
Can they be announced next week?
No, each week.
Oh.
As something, Zeman comes up for
yeah,
these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we'll put up notices on the bulletin board, maybe the bulletin board outside or the one inside.
And
then we'll announce which bulletin board it's up on.
How about just announcing it on Shabbos?
Because announcing on Shabbos, by the time you leave shul, if you are my age, you forgot it already. You forgot
what?
That it was announced. So announcing it on Shabbos is not a great idea. It's where people can see it and write it down, and most people here don't write on Shabbos, so that's not an option. What? We could put it in the Yedidon, or we can put it up on the bulletin board, or we can do both.
Both.
We can do both, yeah. Or we can possibly have a special Shemitah notices that the office will print up in addition to the Yedidon or whatever on a regular basis when these notices become. That's probably what we'll do.
But my sprouts are not Kedusha Shvi's.
No.
No.
No, because they're grown in a house separated from the ground completely. Here was going to be a very big difference between where you buy and which hashgachas you have. Like we said, Minig Yerushalayim, in many places in Yerushalayim, surely the Bedatz of the Eidei Charedus holds that things grown in Goyisha land don't have Kedusha Shvius. They are not also not Shvichit. So they are going to be providing vegetables from Goyisha produce, right, that do not have Kedusha Shvius, because either it came from Chutz Laretz or it came from Goyisha places, and they hold there's no Kedusha Shvius, and in both of those there's no Isser Shvichit. So that is the produce that they will provide for people to eat. It's not Osir and it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore there's no limitation how you can buy it. They'll sell it regular in the stores in Yerushalayim, right, that are under the Badatz, will sell vegetables that they hold don't have Kedusha Shvius, that we also hold are not Shvichim, right, and they'll sell it normal, which is a problem because we hold that those vegetables have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore buying them regularly produces problems, which we'll get to what the problems are. Because you're buying things with Kedusha Shvius in a way that is not taking in consideration the problems that exist by buying Kedusha Shvius just like this. Things with Kedusha Shvius. So therefore, if you buy in stores in Yerushalayim, you have to be very careful. That we'll discuss what you have to do. If you buy out here, so here there's stores in Kiryat Sefer, in Bnei Brak, pretty much hold like the Chazon Ish. And they therefore will also be selling things that come from Goyisha fields, but they do have Kedusha Shvius. So therefore, they have to be bought in a special way, and they have to be treated with Kedusha Shvias. So that's what we're going to discuss now, how you can buy them. If they have Kedusha Shvias, how can you just go and buy something that has Kedusha Shvias? Yesh lahakbid, no questions yet, because it's just going to confuse people. Yesh lahakbid litnos kol pri o yerek, shechol olav Kedusha Shvias, rak bechanuyos hamushoros ayidei vadas hashmita. Therefore, it is recommended that you buy vegetables that have Kedusha Shvias only in stores that have the kind of hashgacha that we accept. That does not include Rami Levi or other stores around here that do not have the hashgacha that we accept. And even though during the year people do buy in those places, right, and sometimes buy things they shouldn't be buying there, like fruits, not just vegetables, or that they buy vegetables and they really don't know how to take off trumas and maestras, and therefore it's not a good idea to buy in these places that do not have the hashgacha that we accept. But lemaisa, if you know how to take off trumas and maestras and it's only vegetables, then that should be enough. During Shemitah, that's not enough, and therefore you shouldn't buy in these places. And that way you'll avoid buying things with Kedusha Shvias in an improper way and other things that are problematic, which we'll get to. Chanuyos eilu misapios totzera she'ein ba Kedusha Shvias o totzera she'esh ba Kedusha Shvias misgeret zoser beisdin. These stores that are under good hashgacha, that hold that things that grow from non-Jewish fields have Kedusha Shvias, deal with them properly. Either they're sold, we'll see, as a shlichus by vegetables, or later on by fruit from Otzer Beis Din. That's the way that you can properly market Kedusha Shvias things. Or they market things that don't have Kedusha Shvias also. They come from Chutz Laretz, right, for parts of Eretz Yisrael that are considered Chutz Laretz. Or from things that were grown in such a way that they're not considered grown from the ground, like in hothouses that are totally separated from the ground or whatever. And there also, not every hothouse that's separated from the ground do we hold doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. It has to be with certain conditions. So that also has to have hashgacha, and different hashgachas have different standards. So it has to be the hashgachas that we accept. Okay. B'chanuyos hashmita sheyesh b'hem totzeres hakdoshim b'kdusha shviyis roi l'chol konu l'manos mirosh es ma'argune hachanus li'o shlichov liknos avuro totzeres. What we do is the following. You can't do business with Kedusha Shvias. Therefore, the goy who grows the vegetables starts with him. He's the producer, right, the grower. He doesn't have any isher to sell things with Kedusha Shvias. His field has Kedusha Shvias, but he's a goy. He has no halachas of Shemitah. He doesn't have to worry about that. So he can sell those things, what's it called, not his problem. The problem is the Jew who buys from him, who's the wholesaler, who's then going to bring that to the supermarket, who's the retailer, who's then going to sell it to you, who is the consumer. Okay, you all have problems of buying something with Kedusha Shvias in a normal way, because you're not allowed to do business with things with Kedusha Shvias. It's hefker, belongs to everybody.
Doesn't the wholesale also have a problem buying from the goy?
That's what I said. The goy has no problem selling it, but the wholesaler has a problem buying it from him. Okay, no question, because you're just going to stop people's concentration and nobody's going to understand what's going on over here. Okay, if you have questions, wait till the end. So therefore, what we do is the following. The produce is basically sold, not sold. It's basically given for free. That doesn't mean you're going to go to the supermarket and get free vegetables. But the person who grew them, right, deserves money for his work. The person who went to the fields and brought it as a wholesaler deserves money for his expenses and his time or whatever. The supermarkets who market it deserve money for their time, workers, electricity, whatever else goes into their overhead. And therefore, basically, you're going to be paying for all of that and not for the produce. The only thing is, if you're paying for overhead and not for produce, you should pay one set thing. Doesn't make a difference how many kilo you buy, because the things are free. It's only you paying for the bother that went, except it's clear that there's more bother for more kilo. So if you buy more kilo of those vegetables, you cause more bother for the chain that came down. So therefore, they can prorate the overhead, right, according to per kilo. So it appears like you're paying a money for the vegetables, but in fact, you're only paying money for the overhead, not for the vegetables themselves. Okay, therefore, the way to make sure that that is what happens is that you make the wholesaler and the retailer your shluchim, or the wholesaler makes the retailer makes the wholesaler his shliach, and you make the retailer your shliach to secure for you free vegetables, and you pay them for their overhead. Okay, therefore, what's going to happen is now before Rosh Hashanah, they're going to start to announce in Yesh and in all the other stores that we buy in that you should come and sign a document that you are appointing Yesh to be your shaliach, your agent to secure Shemitah vegetables for you, which are free, and you are going to pay them for their bother. And therefore, they're not doing business. They're not selling you the vegetables. They are being your agent to bring you vegetables for free, that they will get paid for their overhead and their bother and their expenses. So you're basically, you have not a buyer-seller relationship, you have a shliach-mishaleach relationship. Yesh is my agent to secure things that are free. I could go to the guy's field and get those things, right? I can't get them for free from him because he has no mitzvah to be mafker them. But from the chain down, when the wholesaler buys it from him, he can't do business with it. So he's basically the shliach yesh appoints the wholesaler, right, as its shliach to secure vegetables from the field of the goy, right, for free, and they will pay the wholesaler according to his expenses and overhead, and then they will pass that on. We the yesh will then be the shliach of you to secure that from the wholesaler and to pass it on to you for free, only charging you for their overhead and their expenses. Right, and passing on also some of the overhead and expenses they had to pay to the wholesaler, and you're basically paying for overhead. And now, if the hashgacha is a good hashgacha, they will make sure that that's what's going on, and not that that's what's being said. But really, you're paying for the produce, and the prices are not being set according to the reality of overhead and expenses, but being set because of the regular market value of the fruit and the vegetables. So that's why you need a good hashgacha too, that they will be makbid, that the places don't charge or overcharge, and basically charging for the produce, and they're only charging for expenses and overhead. It could be that the vegetables will be no cheaper, could be even be more expensive. I don't know how possible, logically, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get really cheap vegetables, because the overhead and the expenses are a good portion of the thing. But the Maisa, it's going to be that the vegetables are free.
Could be more because there's less suppliers.
What?
There's less suppliers. There's only these Arabs.
Could be. Okay. And could be, again, the Arabs have a right to make their price. So, okay. Ki al yedei zeh, therefore, if you do what I just explained, al yedei zeh lo tia knias hatotzeres hayedei hamocher krucha b'isr schor. First of all, you won't be over the isser of doing business with perishvias. You don't do any business with the perishvias. Your only business aspect of paying is paying for overhead, not paying for produce. That's one thing. Second thing, the hamocher kona kamus mu'etes avur kol echad me'akonim shichusa. In one of the prohibitions of doing business with perishvias is buying big amounts. Buying little amounts that you need just for your own thing is okay. Buying big amounts is a problem. The wholesaler who buys, well, the retailer who buys big amounts can't do that. He can't do that with perishvias, but he's not buying big amounts. He's a shliach for 100 people, 1,000 people. He's buying a small amount for each of his shluchim, each of the people who appointed him as an agent. So he's only buying a little amount, right, for each of these people. He's not buying a lot of amount and selling it. He's buying little amounts for each person who made him a shliach. And that's okay. The chayin mesiris ha-totzeris l'konim ein ha-neshevis g'schorek b'perish fiyis ela kechalukas ha-perish ha-niknu bavura. Basically what he's doing is he's distributing the vegetables that were bought for each and each person. He's not selling it to them, he's distributing it to them. What is he getting money for? He's getting money for his overhead. Okay, and therefore the money is not in exchange for the shvius payers, for the vegetables. Because if it would be, the money would get kedusha shvius. And you couldn't give that money to somebody who doesn't know how to use money that has kedusha shvius. Money that has kedusha shvius has to be used for things that can have kedusha shvius or can't be wasted. We'll get to what the halachas are with money that just generated from shvius produce and becomes kadosh b'kedusha shvius. And aside from having to deal with that money in a special way, you also can't give it over to people who you can't give money that will have kedusha shvius to people who don't know how to use it properly, because you're causing them to do wrong things. And there's a special issue of giving over money with kedusha shvius to a person who doesn't know or will not use it properly. So you avoid that problem too. I'm not paying for the vegetables, therefore I'm not exchanging money for something that has kedusha shvius, where the money then becomes kadosh b'kedusha shvius. I'm not paying for the vegetables at all. I'm paying for work and overhead, which obviously has no kedusha shvius. So the money doesn't become kodesh, and therefore I can give the money to anybody. Okay. Yesh lahakpid shelo liknos b'chanuyo she'ena mu'usharos ha'yedei vados ha'shmita, mishum sha'yedei kach alulim li'ikoshu b'kam b'isurim, kegon yisr schore, yisr svichim, imkone yerek o tzvua b'kiddish lachar shegiz man yisr svichim. Therefore, you should not buy in places that do not have good hechsherim, the hechsherim that we rely on, because you're going to end up having problems maybe buying vegetables that are usher to eat altogether, because they got the produce from things that are shvichim, or even if they're mutter to eat, they have kedusha shvius, and you're doing business with kedusha shvius. B'shas hadchag. Okay, what happens where you don't have a grocer available to you with a good hashgacha? You live in some place where there's no mahadrin things, and you don't have the means to go to a place. I don't know if that's really shayach, but let's say it's possible. Kishikona toteres hakdosha b'kedusha shvius kigon peiros or yirakos sheina masurim b'isr svichim shelo b'chaniyos hashmita yasiked laham. But however, that also can apply when you buy it in Yerushalayim, because they're selling you what they consider not kedusha shvius. So they have no problem with the storekeeper getting money for it and selling you the produce. You have a problem with buying it, because for you it has kedusha shvius. For them it doesn't. For the bedas it doesn't have kedusha shvius. It came from a goyish field. It's not svichim either, because it came from a goyish field. So for them this is regular produce like any other year. Sell it normally. For you, you can't buy it normally. So what do? How do you buy things in a place that has a badatz, okay, where you know that it's not svichim, but on the other hand it has kedusha shvius? So therefore you should do the following. Yikna toteres bavlo. We'll learn this later in, but you should buy the vegetables on credit. The havlo. In other words, either havlo means the following. Either it means that you should buy a lot of different things at one time, okay, and pay for them with one payment. Don't buy them separately. So in that way, you what's it called? You're not buying the Kedusha Shvius thing specifically. You're buying the other things, and those are thrown in. That's one possibility. It's very difficult to do that when you're being charged per kilo of each separate thing. So gam peir she'enam kedusha mikdusha shvius, buy things that don't have kedusha shvius, things that came from chutz laaretz, things that are not yet kedusha shvius or whatever. The avliya to make peir shvius and peir sacherim. Dover ze ye yasal yedei she yasnim amocher ki mas peir shvius and makal matana ulumazos and mishalim yosur abor peir shishis. What you have to do is tell the storekeeper, and again this is a little not realistic. I'm not paying you for the things that I'm buying for peir shvius. Right, I'm paying you basically for the other ones, so you're giving me this as a present. And I'm willing to pay you more for the other things. In other words, when you get your bill, they add up everything together, and they tell you that you bought 10 different things, 5 of them had Kedusha Shvius and 5 didn't, okay, for you. They consider all 10 not Kedusha Shvius. So they're charging you 100 shekel for 10 items, okay? 10 shekel per item. You tell the guy, look, I'm willing to pay you 100 shekel for 5 items. But the other 5 items, I want as a present for that. So I'm paying you 20 shekel for the 5 items that are not Kedusha Shvius, and I'm getting as a present the 5 items that are Kedusha Shvius. Okay? You have to speak that out. Again, better by in Yesh. Here, in right? Because nobody is going to speak that out. The storekeeper is not going to understand you, because most of you don't speak Hebrew. So you're going to... What's it called? The guy's going to look at you like you're some crazy American that he doesn't know what you want. So it's really not all that relevant. But that's what you have to do, first of all. Or, yesh lahakbid shavla te shvira. You should be makbid that this havla should make sense. Which I just told you doesn't make too much sense. Okay? Kalomar shalo yavliya peris shove mona the peris shove pruta. Now, you shouldn't buy one thing, one item for one shekel, right, of what's it called, of things that aren't Kedusha Shvius, 9 items that worth 99 shekel, and sell the guy, look, I want the 99 shekel things for a prize, and for a free, and I'm going to give you 99 shekel for the one shekel thing. That's, I mean, you're saying it, but it really doesn't make any sense. It should be at least something that's savir. I'm willing to pay extra for this to get this as a present. Okay, again, there's another possibility. And that is that you don't pay immediately. You buy it on credit. And then, even if you pay immediately after that, you buy it on credit, and then you pay up the credit, that money doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. So that is another way of avoiding giving over money that has Kedusha Shvius for whatever, for the storekeeper. Okay, Kana b'shogeg b'chanu she'enu musheres ha'idei v'avishmita. What if you bought by accident? You didn't realize. You didn't come to the shir. And you went after Rosh Hashanah and bought in Bedatz, in Yerushalayim, and you bought it regular. Totzeres ha'kedosha b'kedusha shvius ve'en lo b'mela havliya yishalim la'mocher b'hakotha. Then, if you already did this, and you didn't make this stipulation that you're getting the Shvius stuff as a present, then you should pay. You shouldn't pay outright, but you should pay on. You should buy it on credit. L'chatchila b'milis ha'efshir shetzorah shetia akofa ad la'achar shaper shi'ochlu. L'chatchila, you shouldn't pay until you finish eating those vegetables. In other words, you shouldn't pay. So you should buy. Sometimes you can buy on credit, and you pay 30 days later or whatever. By that time the vegetables are finished. That's ideal. But what happens if you don't have a credit line in that store? You're in Yerushalayim, you're hungry, you want to go and rush in and get some vegetables, right? The guy doesn't know you from Adam, you don't have a cheshbon over there, so how are you going to buy on credit? And he doesn't take credit cards or whatever, he's a little storekeeper or whatever. Then yishalim ba'kofa mu'etis, the dogma, yikach saper shekonek var yitz mechanus. What you should do is tell the storekeeper, and here again, right, if the storekeepers are aware of this, they'll be willing to do it. You tell them, look, I'll pay you in about 10 minutes. So let me take the vegetables out of the store, I'll be back in 10 minutes to pay you. Okay? Most storekeepers will not go for that, okay? Unless they know that. So, and that's what you do. You tell them, I'll be back in 10 minutes to pay you. I'm not paying you now. Give me credit for 10 minutes. You take the stuff out of the store. You immediately go back to the store and pay the guy. You're not now paying for the fruit directly. You're paying up a debt. That doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. The Nikraza Hadom Enon Nikvasa Kedusha Shvias. Yesh Lahakvich Lola Kabo Kesav Mi Odom Asher Rov HaKesav Yuso Hino Kodesh Kedusha Shvias. You should not take money from someone who you know is a wholesaler, retailer, deals with fruits and vegetables, does not keep Shemitah, and most of his money has Kedusha Shvias, because he most of his money is generated by buying things that have Kedusha Shvias. Kigon Yarkon or Chenvoni Shikri Suk Vepere Shvias V'rov HaMadbeo Shemeshutza Kedusha Kedusha Shvias V'hatam Shekeshev Zem Mutter Liknos Rak Meichel O'Mashke V'Kashel Yizor V'ka, because that money has Kedusha Shvias and you can only buy food with that money. Can't use it for anything else. Can't buy clothing with it or whatever. So who's going to have now, what's it called, that we have 15 garbage cans, so now we're going to have 15 wallets, right? This wallet has money that I can only use for food, and better not to get money like that. However, you're allowed to buy vegetables from a goy and pay them immediately. Because there is no Kedusha Shvias. Right? There is Kedusha Shvias in the vegetables, but the goy doesn't have any halachas of not doing schora, right? However, you're not allowed to do business, so you can't buy a large amounts. You can only buy what you need for, which we'll see how you do business with Peyre Shvias. We didn't get to that yet. You're allowed to buy a small amount that you would need for one shopping spree. Right, not stocking up. What you need for that week, or if you go shopping every 2 weeks, what you need for those 2 weeks, or whatever. That we'll get to. Okay. Yesh li zor shaloli koshal yidei nochrim avim totseres asura shemekora mistos yehudim umbochrim also kilu hayushal nochrim. There's something you have to be aware of. Arabs are not stupid. At least not all of them. Right? They are just like Jews. There are stupid Jews too. In any case, the Arabs wait for Shemitah, because they make a lot of money on the Shemitah. And therefore, they have, and Jews who don't keep Shemitah, right, people, farmers or whatever, and want to market their things as if they're Shemitah produce, they have a way of doing it. They sell their produce to a goy, and this is not Mehetzer Mechira. They do this privately. And the goy says that this produce was produced in his field. Yeah. Not only do they say it, but even sometimes they fool the mashgichim. Mashgichim go out and they see the people gathering the vegetables from the field. But those vegetables were brought 2 hours before the mashgiach got there and spread around the field. Yeah. So now the people go and pick up the Jewish produce that was spread around the field, and it looks like they're harvesting it from the goyish thing. The mashgiach has to be smart enough to go and see if these things are connected to the ground or they're just lying on the ground. Things that grow from the ground are connected to the ground. They don't just lie on the ground. And this happens. This happened last Shemitah or whatever, and they caught it, and now they know what they have to do to avoid it. So you have to be very careful, again, to buy from reliable places, and you can't even buy from a goy who's selling in a stand, you know, sabris or whatever, later on when he'll have Kedusha Shvias, or vegetables that he claims was came from his field, when maybe it's not. Maybe it's produce he bought from Jews who want to be able to market it and know the only way they can do it is to give it through a goy. And the goy says that he planted his field. So you can't just buy from Arabs selling in roadside stands, because maybe that is not their produce. If you see the Arab go and pluck it from his field, then they could buy it. But if you didn't see that, right, you can't assume that this is Arab produce. It may be Jewish produce that was given over to an Arab to sell as if it was Arab produce. Okay. That is enough for tonight. Yeah.
Can the problem be resolved by buying a credit card?
Yeah, it could be probably resolved by that. Or a check, but not a check. A check, that's right. Only a post-dated check, right? But or with a credit card. The credit card also is like a post-dated check. But a regular check, we consider like money. It's shaila whether it is or not, but the chumra for sure, a check is considered like you paid money for it.
A post-dated is not.
Post-dated is not. Because post-dated, you can only sell the check, but you can't sell it for its full value. You can only sell it for somebody who will pay you less to get more later on when he cashes the check. He has to wait time for it.
Is there any problem eating with families that furnish a Mishalim that don't keep the Kedusha Shvias? Mishalim is...
He has over here, okay, this is the, I'm going from the old one. He has an extra thing. Somebody who holds that there's Kedusha Shvias in Goyisha produce, but he's allowed to buy or sell to somebody who's not in no way Kedusha Shvias of Peir sale. Meaning, I can sell to you in the way that's mutter for me to sell. It's not saying they can just sell anyway. But the problem is, I know that you're going to take that produce and you're not going to use it properly. That's not my ASIC. Because you hold its mutter. So it's not over lifne either. I'm not causing you to do something osir. I hold its osir, but you hold its mutter. And your Rav says it's okay for you to do it. That's okay. The Nela, somebody asked me a Shaila, the following Shaila. They want to go to a hotel where the hotel has Hashgacha and they use vegetables that are Peiris Nachri and they don't have their Kedusha Shvias. So they take the vegetables and they throw them in the garbage and what's it called, and waste them or whatever. But I want to go and eat there. I hold that the vegetables I'm eating have Kedusha Shvias. So I can't throw them in the garbage. But can I leave them on the table knowing that they're going to clean off my plate and throw it in the garbage? Or do I have to save all the vegetables that I eat and bring it home and, you know, put it in my Shemitah garbage? So there the halacha is, since they hold that it's mutter, that it's no Kedusha Shvias, I'm not destroying these things. I'm just leaving it on the table, but I'm causing them to destroy it, but they hold this mutter. So that's perfectly okay. So you can go to the hotel, you can leave your stuff on the plate, you can but you can't yourself throw it in the garden. Leave it. The workers now are working for an establishment that holds that this stuff doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. There's no problem for them.
Well, never mind the hotel, you go to your friend's house and you're fine.
Yeah, okay. That's the same thing.
So you pay for the hotel. Is that called Bavla?
That's Bavla, yeah. You're not paying for the vegetables. You're paying Bavla for the whole thing.
And when you go to a restaurant, if you go to a restaurant?
Restaurant also. You have to there. If you go to a restaurant where you have to make clear that you're there also. You're not paying for the vegetables. You're paying Bavla. That's Savir. That you're making it that what's it called? I'm paying for the main course and the vegetables you give me as a present.
I mean, in most places, unless it's a small mom-pop shop, yeah, you don't have access to the owner of the balabayas.
No, so there's the person who's there is a shliach of the balabayas. He can... If he's not causing the balabayas a loss, he can do that. If he tells you, I want to just give you for free, don't pay. So he says, forget about it. What's it called? Part of it for free. You take the whole thing for free. That's geneva. That he can't do. But if he's getting the same amount, it's just what you're paying for and whatnot, he can do that too.
I assume then it would be also though, like the gifts of somebody who holds a Peiris Nachri doesn't have a Kedusha. Yeah. Give him a ton of money, he goes ahead and buys Peiris Nachri and gives it to you as a matana. That would be also.
Right. Because then he's your shliach to do something that you hold as also. Mm-hmm.
How about if a guy comes to your house for Shabbos from Yerushalayim, says here's a bag of cucumbers and matana because you invited me for Shabbos?
Yeah, so what's it called? He didn't do anything wrong. You're allowed to, there's no issue in accepting it as a present. Somebody give you a present, pay with Shvias. You just have to treat it with Kedusha Shvias, that's all.
Okay. What about there are some stores, you mentioned Rami Levi, like some supercells, for example, that have Rufrati.
Fine.
If they have Rufrati with a good date, during Shmita, it's okay.
That's a good Hashgacha, yeah.
What? But if you don't, you did not make them a Shliach,
what?
You just go into them on the store. You didn't make them
So. Preferably, if you know that what's it called, where you're going to be shopping, possibly should sign up in all those places. That sometimes you use a shlicha, sometimes you won't. If you happen to be in a place where you didn't make the person a shliach or whatever, then you have to buy it in the way that we said, that you can't buy it regular, because then you're paying for the vegetables. If they don't have a good hashgacha, then you have to buy it. Go to Yesh and start talking to the cashier or what's it called. You want to get matana for the? That's not going to work.
No, but what can you assume joint ownership in these places? You make this thing in Yesh and Kiryat Sefer. You happen to be in Elad at Yesh. Right? Yeah. Can you assume you did this? You signed up by Yesh.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So I mean, try to do bark holes in QT for at least. If you
three bark holes.
So when they have the thing, you'll ask the people in bark hole, right? If I'm signing up here, does that help for the other bark holes or not? I would assume it does because they have one, probably one, one wholesaler that supplies to all their retail stores. Probably.
And is the
same?
What? Yes, it's the same from that point.
I would imagine so. I'm not sure. Again, I would imagine so, but it could be it's not.
What about going into an ordinary supermarket, buying, let's say, a bottle of Coke, and you're going to get change? Does that money have Kedushas Shviyas? Because
no, but most of the money in this store is not for vegetables. So there, you can assume that it's from the row, not from
the
unless it's a vegetable store.
Right, right. Unless that's what you said, a vegetable store is a problem because the change you'll get could be money with Kedushas Shviyas. It's another problem, right? That's why it says you shouldn't buy things or get money from
the supermarket,
the role of the money is not for vegetables. If it is, then the supermarket will not be open with that name for too long.
If I go to Jerusalem and I buy produce with Kedushas, and a friend there, and he doesn't know any halakha, so he's not going to treat it properly. So is that lifneiver?
Yeah, that's lifneiver. Then you should pick it, take it in a bag and dispose of it properly. But if he knows and he holds differently, he has a sock differently, then that's not lifneiver.